Hi, this is Rachel McElroy.
Hello, this is Griffin McElroy.
This is wonderful.
Sorry about my irascible tone, but I want to take this one real serious.
Oh, okay.
I think this is going to be a pretty somber one at the end of the day when you think about it. Mellow tones and real serious business-like stuff here.
Hey, Griffin. Is it opposite day?
I'll tell you what it freaking is. It's the kickoff to summer, imagine. You please use your imagination.
It's middle of July.
Shh, the kickoff.
Okay.
Everybody knows that summer gets here late like a cool teen at a cool party. That's never been true for me, by the way. If you show up late to my party, you're a stinker. That's how I feel about it. You are no cool points. Here's the damn situation, folks. And again, sorry for all the cursing. I'm on book tour right now. I'm off peddling my bullshit all across this great nation of ours, by which I mean in three cities, one of which is the one where I'm currently recording from. So it's not like I'm, you know, Gulliver or whatever. Anyway, I'm not here right now. And we had to do an episode, though, didn't we?
Yeah, Sunday night.
Because y'all are
not just, our usual time.
Didn't give ourselves the usual amount of prep time for it. So we're doing a 2019 Summer Spectacular Summer Preview. We did this last year. We got a lot of feedback on it of many kinds. And so we're going to take another just freaking swing at it and get people excited about the hot months.
You know, I was looking last time.
Yeah.
Did that episode in June.
Did we?
Yeah.
So what's the, I know what a preview is and I know what a review is. Is this just a view? Because
yes.
We're not after the... Okay.
It's just a summer
Summer views. 2019 summer views. Uh-huh. Yeah, so we're going to talk about some hot summer shit because we did not have a lot of time to prep because I am on book tour, theadventurezonecomic.com. Please buy it. Please buy it. It's really good. You got any small wonders, though?
I didn't even think about small wonders.
I guess it's all kind of small wonders if you think about it.
Yeah.
I got one.
Okay.
Because it's not summer. It could be. If you want to get really inventive with how you celebrate summer, but I'm going to say gnocchi.
Oh, delicious stuff.
This is the pasta pillow that you can take a nap on or freaking eat it. Mm-hmm. I love this shit. Any kind of sauce, mushroom sauce, red sauce, white sauce, cream sauce, a puttanesca, whatever you feel like putting on these pillows.
Yeah, it's always good.
You're going to have yourself a primo time.
It's always good. That also reminds me that my small wonder should be that dessert that we had when we went out to dinner.
Rachel and I went to Loca d'Oro here in Austin. It's a premier pasta establishment. And also we also got a big cannoli mess.
Yeah, it was like cannoli shells and ice cream and whipped cream and chocolate chips
and cherries, and also they did put gold leaf on it. It was a little much for me.
It was a generous portion too.
It was a generous portion, but did we join the clean bowl club? You know that we freaking did. Neither of that is summer, so it sucks. What are we talking about this summer 2019 view?
Okay. I want to start out.
Yeah.
Summer songs.
Summer songs, where are we at? Did this bit on my Bim Bam, but it was mostly goofs. Can we get real about it? Can we be real for a fucking second?
So I like listening to the radio. I'm maybe one of the last people still listen to that radio. But windows down, summer songs.
That's the way we like to...
Jeez, Griffin.
Sorry.
So I thought I'd take you on a little tour of the summer songs from 2011.
Okay, why?
Because that's when we met.
Oh, yeah. What was on the radio spurring on our desires?
Number one, Party Rock Anthem.
That was it for me, yeah.
I'm just going to jump down to number three because I don't remember number two. Number two was Give Me Everything, Pitbull.
Yeah, I wasn't a big follower of Pitbull stuff like I am today.
Number three, though, Rolling in the Deep, Adele.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right, so that was, she was just getting started on the scene then. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wait, hey, guess what? We've been together for a while, huh?
Yeah, right? Nicki Minaj, Super Bass.
Oh, fuck yes. That song kicks ass.
I know.
That is such
so, you
a
know,
one.
Like beginning of our relationship, Hot Summer.
Hot Summer, Hot Summer
tunes.
Jams. Mm-hmm. Super Bass is such a beautiful love song, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love that shit. What's going on this summer? What is the summer song?
It's that Old Town Road song.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't Isn't that what it's called?
I adore that song, and I adore the creator of it, only I don't really like the song very much, but I'm so happy it exists. When I hear it come on the radio and I listen to it, I'm like, I'm so glad that this song is where it is. I'm so glad that it exists, even though I don't enjoy it musically even a little bit.
I'm not very familiar with the phenomenon, so I just went to YouTube and checked out one of the versions, and I was like, all right.
From what I understand, one of the versions has Billy Ray Cyrus, and one of them does not have Billy Ray Cyrus.
And I think there's more versions too. Well,
I don't know which one is like the Donnie Darko director's cut. Uh-huh. That's like the intended version of the song. But any opportunity to excise Mr. Cyrus and his dark works. Well, I've got How Freaking Long the Day Lasts in Summertime. We're recording this. What is it? It is like 8:49. It's just now like starting to get a little bit dark. It's still kind of bright outside. I can still make out some shapes out there. Sun hasn't even fully set yet. And it's 8:49 p.m.
I love that.
It makes it feel like just your life is long. It's just everything's longer. Mm-hmm. Everything's stretched out and just so casual. It makes it harder to convince a 2.5-year-old that it is time for him to go to sleep, even though it is fully bright outside. Mm-hmm. It is fully, you could go outside and definitely read a book, no issue. You could go out and play an old Game Boy, no issue. Don't worry about it. So, but I like it. I like it for me.
Me too. Yeah. There's just too much of a swing, you know, during the fall months, the winter months, it gets dark at like 5:30.
Yeah.
And now it gets dark at 9:00. Like, that's a huge swing.
I guess it has something to do with the planet and the way it does its stuff.
Yeah, where we are with the sun.
Where are we with the sun? Where are we at?
Nobody knows.
No one's quite sure what's the deal with that big hot guy up in the sky. Mm-hmm. No one quite knows. A lot of people are saying Chariot's pulling it. I say the horses have burned up, maybe, but who knows? What's your,
I don't know. What was that you just said about the chariots?
It is like Hermes. Why didn't he pull the sun with the chariots?
Oh, wow. See, I don't know.
Yeah, I only know from God of War. It's a video game.
Oh, there we go.
Pretty sure you tear like his feet off so you get double jump or something. Like, those games were so horrifically violent. Two, what's number two?
Fruit. Just summer fruit. Just watermelon, cherries, blueberries, strawberries, peaches.
Pineapple! I can't believe you left out my spiky friend pineapple.
I'm sorry. I don't know that that's specifically a summertime fruit. I mean, yeah, I guess so. The face you're making at me would suggest that that was a silly thing.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Easter ham. But, like, that's such an outside, that is such an outside use case.
And ham's not fruit. I'm talking about fruit, Griff.
Easter ham, you put pineapple on, traditionally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, babe.
Yeah.
Did you think I thought ham was a fruit?
I thought you were trying to make an argument for food at different times of the year.
Okay.
Like, I understand fruit, but ham?
Oh, we have fun. We have fun on this show. Sometimes we say that the sun is the hot guy up in the sky that we don't understand how it works, but I think is ham a fruit is maybe a little too low even for us. Mm. How about this? You know, it's really hot this summer. Okay, it's not. But I am conceptually into the idea of parasols. Oh. But conceptually speaking, I am into the idea of parasols. I go outside and it is rain. What do I get out? My big umbrella.
Yes.
My big umbrella friend, unless I'm wearing a, you know, weatherproof jacket, which I will actually go for most of the time because then both have my hands are free in case I have to fend off an attacker. But the umbrella is there for me when the rain comes, right? Mm-hmm. If it's really sunny outside,
yeah.
I don't love that. Unsafe for my skin. Like, I need something there, right? Mm-hmm. But it is so socially unacceptable to have parasols.
A lot of people would just put a hat on.
A lot of people would do a hat, but a lot of people want their hair when it's like looking very good today. Mm-hmm. Want people to see it and comment on it. And not only that, a parasol is just like another accessory that you can have a design or whatever on. I don't understand why these things aren't like super, super cool.
Yeah, you know. And I think men have been left out of that for a long time.
Men would be left out of that.
Because the women typically were the ones back in the day that used to carry the parasols.
Yeah, and it's just one of many, many ways in which you guys had it easier than us.
I know.
No, yeah, I think even regardless of, you know, gender identity or whatever, parasols are just fucking out, man. But that bums me out because I feel like they could be something special. I feel like they could be something like really popping. I say this, but if I'm at like a music festival or something, the last thing I want to be carrying around is a small umbrella.
I know.
I take it back. Strike this one from the record.
Ooh, all those people that just went on Amazon and bought parasols, just try and call that back.
If you can just fold it up really tiny.
What about those hats that have the umbrellas on them?
Now we're talking. Now that's a statement that says, I'm here to make love to everybody. Well, what if you could eat the parasol when you're done with it?
Then how would you keep it from going bad from the hot sun?
It's made out of...
meat?
No. Well, then it would cook as you carried it. Hold on, we're on to something.
Mm-hmm. Or bread, maybe? Oh, and then become matzah.
Meat parasol seems like a really, really, really gross euphemism for something.
Yes, it does.
It sounds really, really bad.
Oh, God, yes, it does.
What do you got for number three? What do you got?
Flavor ice.
Flavor ice. Mm-hmm. I could swear to God we've done this.
I know. I thought so, too.
I thought so, too.
But I searched any number of terms, and it didn't come up.
Okay. Well, these are the popsicles that you got when... Some popsicles you got as a special occasion. Flavor ice was just always there in my family. Mm-hmm. I feel like there was always a big one in the storage freezer.
What's your favorite flavor?
Jesus. Blue. Blue or grape? Oh, my God. The grape? Oh, my God. I take it back. It's grape for sure. That grape, ooh, I could...
Green.
No, green was fine.
I love that green.
The grape, I can stretch that out, like Sting. I could make that grape last for hours. I could eat a grape for hours.
Did you know Flavor Ice and its West Coast companion, Otter Pops, owned by the same company?
I did not know that because I don't know what Otter Pops are.
Otter Pops are basically Flavor Ice. They just have cuter names.
Okay, I'm into that. Mm-hmm. There's a Sean Wasabi song called Otter Pops. I was thinking about bringing it.
Oh, interesting.
So just Otter Pops in general are very, very hot right now. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. They're cold. Why don't we see that more in advertising for popsicles and ice creams using like the word cold in clever, funny ways?
Explain?
Yeah. Garages. Garages. This is the bedroom for your car.
They are hot right now.
Yeah, ours is hot and it's sticky, and I'm pretty sure there's some sort of bug nest happening in it. But my car goes to sleep in there, and he doesn't get all, you know, dirty and pooped on and hot, and that's no good. Mm-hmm. And a handful of times since I've lived in Texas, I've gone over to a buddy's house, and they've just had the garage door open, and we've like sat in there and, you know, just kicked it. We had one very specific hang.
I was going to say, I think there's maybe one time that's happened.
No, there's been a couple. I can think of literally two, but both times I felt very, very Texas.
Yeah.
And that's very cool. What else? I mean, it's just nice. It's nice to tell you to treat your car to something special. Mm-hmm. Give them their own place where they can really like feel at home, feel like they can really own it, design it however they want to. And then whenever you wake up and you go into the garage, they turn back into regular cars and not like Lightning McQueen. Now, this is part of a sort of thing I've been working on for a long time.
I like it.
And in this one, the cars are alive, like Toy Story.
Yes, yeah.
Or but also like cars. Yeah. But when you show up, they die again, like in Toy Story, but not in Cars. There's never a scene in Cars where a human being walks into a garage and all the cars die like they do in Toy Story. Why is that, you think?
Why they don't die? Like,
why isn't there
Toy
people
Story?
In cars?
What?
I spent that whole movie waiting for people to show up and they never did.
I think that would be complicated to explain, right? Because the car would have to react to a person entering it in some way.
Well, no, unless they had to pretend like they can't see, they can't let the people see them moving. Maybe that's what it was in Cars, is that they got so freaking tired of these rules that humans couldn't see the cars being alive like Lightning McQueen.
They went off and formed their own.
And killed all of them.
Oh.
Yeah. Terminator 2.
It's dark.
It is, kinda. Let's turn the heat back up with this summer view.
Do you want to know my next thing?
Hell yeah, I do.
I like how people's hair gets lighter in the summertime. Isn't that fun?
I do think that that's fun. Very few. I feel like it is a rare thing. It is a rare thing for only certain types of people. It is very true for kids because when you're a kid, like your hair color is so, you know, up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine just, I feel like mine now just kind of gets grayer. I feel like I've lost the ability to get blonder and now it gets grayer. But also you have Buddy who just got back from vacation and they look like, you know, freaking James Vanderbeek over here. Famous blonde-headed man, James Vanderbeek. He was blondish, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I love your 90s references.
James Vanderbeek was relevant in the aughts. He was in Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Yeah.
End of list. No, there's probably more stuff that my boy JV and...
He's in some Diplo show.
He's in a show with the DJ named Diplo.
He's like a Diplo guy in the show, or
if
you just Google Vanderbeek and Diplo right now, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I mean, of course, this is going to stop the whole podcast. Vanderbeek, Diplo. What's their show that they have together? Okay, yeah, they're in a show called What Would Diplo Do? And I guess this is, and I'm not going to read anymore, but I think it's a prank show that Diplo does.
It's like John Quinones.
He's John Quinones, right, yeah. Except it's mostly at the club scene. And it's like, what would you do? You found the small bag of Molly on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You pick it up. You try to take it. James Vanderbeek swoops in, puts a hand on your mouth at the last second. No, don't.
Why does he put a hand on your mouth?
To keep the Molly from going inside.
Okay.
You eat Molly, right?
I think so.
Not sure about that one. Diplo doesn't look anything like I thought he did. Let's talk about outdoor hoses.
Oh.
As opposed to indoor hoses. I'm now realizing my critical mistake here. Mm-hmm. We could just say hoses. Mm-hmm. But then some people are going to think I'm talking about the, you know, tubing in cars or whatever.
Or pantyhose.
Or pantyhose, which I hate. Because mm-hmm. People put them on their head to do freaking crime. And I don't like crime, and you know this. Outdoor hoses, though. Mm-hmm. What can't you do with these bad boys? I'm asking you. It's a riddle.
I mean, cook, as far as I know.
Well, you pour water on the thing, and you could probably chill it and make a gazpacho. So mm-hmm.
You can't wear them, really, as clothes.
Hello. Did you see Paris Week of Fashion? Did you see the Paris Week of Fashion this year? Hoses all over the freaking place.
Yeah. No, you're right. I did not. So yeah. You might be right.
People looked really cool wearing these big hoses. Mm-hmm. But no, you can fill up, obviously, pools or splash pads.
You
want
to talk about your WASD adventure?
I had to take out a pretty fucking huge, terrifying WASD nest that Rachel noticed just very casually yesterday. It was just like looking out the window like, oh, hey, look at that. And there was one about the size of a grapefruit.
And there were like, what, I don't know, 50 WASDs?
There were like about 50 WASDs on it because that's how we do them in Texas. Mm-hmm. And so I did have to go out there and, you know, me and Warren G had to regulate. Mm-hmm. I invited Warren G over. He brought the spray.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, you know, they stepped to this whole new era of G-funk stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we had to kill every wasp there and, you know, hose down our mess and hose up all of the
and then cook a meal with the hose bugs. And then put on your hose and go to bed.
Warren helped me cook a gazpacho with the hose. we had to murder a whole colony of wasps and it was really terrible. But the hose was there to help me as my friend. So I didn't have to, you know, what, get a sponge out and sponge off my murder spree? Like, no thanks. Mm-hmm. Fill up a water table with it. If the house gets yucky somewhere, like, don't even worry about scrubbing it. Just blast that shit. I don't like scrubbing. I just want to blast it.
And drinking hose water.
Hose water is the best, tastiest water in the universe. Mm-hmm. I remember sometimes when I was a kid in the summer, I would just go outside and get a drink of hose water.
Oh, me too.
And then go back inside and keep playing Chrono Trigger. Like, it was not anything.
What? I went outside today. I had hose water.
I preferred it to the Squeezits and whatever. That's not true. We never had Squeezits.
I was going to say.
Oh, God.
I didn't know anybody that was allowed to have Squeezits.
My neighbor Bryce did, which was, when I think about it, really the anchor for our friendship.
Hey, Griffin, you want to come over? What flavors you got?
What do you got? You get that watermelon? What's up? Yeah, the hose. Perfect. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect design. Perfect at what it does. Mm-hmm. What it needs to do. Except for when you get a kink in it.
Oh, and we didn't even talk about the fun of putting your thumb over it.
I mean, I have to put my thumb over it. If I'm blasting away like an entire generation of wasps, like, you know, I'm not just going to like...
I almost remember the first time that I learned about the thumb thing. Yeah. And I was just like, this is a game changer.
I remember the first time I got one of the nozzle gun things. Mm. And then I like, you know, playfully shot my brother and it like, you know, tore a hole through him because I wasn't expecting that because I didn't know how water pressure worked. The hose, though, is fun. You, how many do you got? Where should we drop the break in?
I mean, I can keep going, but we can do the break now.
How many do you got, though?
Not as many as you.
All right, well, why don't I steal you away?
Okay. Can I read you a personal message?
Hell yeah.
This is for Alice. It is from Emily. Hi, Punchy. It's Schmosby. I can't begin to describe how wonderful you have made my life. Thank you for supporting me at my best and loving me at my worst. I'm so glad you are officially married to the love of your life, and I can't wait to see what the future holds. You're perfect, and I love you.
Yep.
Should we have more creative nicknames for each other?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's just, you know.
Babe.
Gooey Dumps is mine.
Okay. That was nice of you to jump on that grenade.
Yeah, I guess I'll be Gooey Dumps. Here's one, and it is for Zach, and it's from Krista, who says, I'm so happy that we, two surly, sarcastic jerks, that wasn't me, Griffin, editorializing. I would never. Two surly, sarcastic jerks, I got that right. I mean, shit.
No.
Can bond over something so wonderful. Keep reaching for the stars, both figuratively and occupationally. I love you, and I miss you. Finally, we get a message here that is addressing the very important work that Star Police do in our globe, our planet. Nobody ever talks about, everybody's always talking about, you know, police and firefighters and dog catchers, all these like jobs that are like doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. No one's ever talking about like, okay, well, you're watching the ground. Who's making sure the stars don't get up to any good? The Star Police, that's who.
Does Neil deGrasse Tyson have anything to do with that?
He wishes. Mm-hmm. Freaking nerd.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, I'm Graham.
And we're two house DJs who have been trapped inside our drum machine.
We love it here, and we'd love if you stopped by and visited us every week. On Stop Podcasting Yourself,
here on MaximumFun.org.
We're just a couple of doofuses from Canada.
And listen to our show or perish. Stop Podcasting Yourself.
On MaximumFun.org.
Hey, I'm going to go next because I think I have more than you.
Okay.
Elote.
Oh,
yeah. This is grilled Mexican street corn. Doesn't have to be street corn, I guess. I think street corn is where it sort of like popped off around these parts, around Austin. But damn, elote is so good.
It's got some cheese on top.
Grilled cord, usually corn or cord. Sometimes just grill a freaking like telephone cord up. Yeah, it's got a lot of time. It's going to have like cojita cheese on it, and it's going to have... you know, paprika, some sort of spicy chili pepper sprinkles, some lime juice on there, grill it up right. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Had some at La Condesa. I was lucky enough to eat there. It's a fucking fantastic restaurant here in Austin, and I had some elote there, and it just like blew me away. Torchy's has good elote as well.
Yeah, that's true.
It is. I've always liked corn. Especially on the cob. I actually like corn on the cob much better than off the cob. With elote, I don't care. I will eat it any cobless, however they want. However it's served up, I'm going to have elote. It's very, very good.
You want to know my next thing?
Shit, yeah. Elote didn't have much of a runway. It's good. It's just cheese. It's good, tasty corn.
I mean, it's good corn.
It's good corn.
Carnivals.
Yeah.
Where I grew up, there was a July 4th carnival every year.
Is there a difference between a carnival and like a fair, like a county fair?
I think county fair has like livestock and like competitions, you know, like who has the best pie, who's got the best pumpkin.
Okay, carnival's just about the rides.
Carnival is just like rides and prizes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love like the energy of it. It feels very like electric, you know, like it's a bunch of teens, you know, running around playing games and maybe smooching.
Yeah, they do. They must do some of those around Austin, right?
I have seen them in like Walmart parking lots before.
That's not ideal for me.
I know.
Not great for me. We had fairs and carnivals definitely in like the tri-state area that we would cruise down to. But we also had the Riverfront Regatta that we would do down at the Harris Riverfront Park, I think is what it was called.
Really? Were there boats?
There were boats, but there was also, you know, mostly foods, mostly bad foods that you shouldn't be eating. They had a lot of food festivals in Huntington. They still do, and they would always have Rib Fest in that riverfront park, so you could look over nature's majesty while you eat, you know, the sides of a pig.
Mm-hmm.
Drive-ins.
Oh,
rest in rip in peace. Rip in peace, Austin Drive-In. I forget what it was called. We had one.
Blue Starlight.
Blue Starlight. Holy shit, it was great. They had really cool double picture like themed nights for Halloween. Mm-hmm. They would like do double picture shows. They did like a whole Harry Potter marathon once.
There is still one. It's just far away now.
Yeah, no thanks. Mm-hmm. I like them, but not that much.
I don't think I had ever been to one until we went in Austin.
Really? You're kidding me. Oh, God. We went to a lot of them in I feel like there was one in Ashland, Kentucky, I want
to
say.
Down the street from me when I was growing up, where like it's a big grocery store plaza now. But they only showed like R-rated movies, and I was a very young child, so
yeah,
we did not go.
That's no good. I mean, there was a drive-in that showed like movies that were like in theaters. I remember I saw a few Disney animated features there, including I definitely saw Aladdin at a drive-in.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure it was like while it was also in theaters. It was freaking rad. It was like it was a really, really great way because, you know, you can talk and you can pal around, you can play your Game Boy, whatever. You can what's the word I'm looking for? Multitask, not double task.
Double task.
What did you think I was going to say?
I don't know. I was really curious where you were going. I thought you were going to mention some childhood game that I'd never heard of.
Yeah, we had a
double dutch.
Double dutch in the, you know, in the Malibu. Yeah. What do you got next? I feel like you're just ripping them straight off the dome.
Sidewalk chalk.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't talked about that, have we?
No, almost certainly not.
Love it. Don't you love when you're like walking through a neighborhood and you just come across somebody's sidewalk chalk art?
Evidence of play.
Yeah.
Like it.
Like a hopscotch or a rainbow.
Yeah.
Or an outline of a child, hopefully in a playful way.
Yeah, that's less good. Here's my dilemma.
Uh-oh.
I love seeing it for the reasons that you said. Like it genuinely brings me, especially weirdly, like more now that I'm a parent, like when I see a kid having a good time, my first instinct is to not like look for reasons to be annoyed by that, which I think it is easier to do when you don't have a kid. Now that I have a kid, like I love when he is happy. And so I get happier when other kids are happy as well. And so when I see sidewalk chalk, I'm like, oh, that's great. Touching sidewalk chalk makes my
hands.
Fucking, it's not just the messy hands. It is the texture of it. Oh my God. I hate
it. They make those little plastic holders now. You remember we saw those?
Yeah,
recently.
But those get so gross. Those get so like they are. Do you see what I'm like wringing my hands like an old timey like vaudeville villain or
just
something.
Just picturing the experience.
Just thinking about touching chalk. I hate it. Sometimes whenever we go over to our friend's house, their daughter and Henry will be playing, and like almost always, if that is happening, they will want me to draw their outlines, and it's like, oh God, guys. They're like, draw each of my fingers in detail. And it's like, no, I don't want to hold it this long. I'll draw fast and loose like you're the Pillsbury Doughboy.
We should come up with a new trend for this summer, 2019.
Okay.
It's called summer gloves.
Mm.
You wear them when you're doing the messy stuff.
I'm into that. Yeah, if I could wear some nice gloves.
They're like, they look summery. You know, maybe they got some suns and some clouds on them.
Yeah, they, summer stuff, man.
They keep that those hands
Suns
clean.
Suns and clouds, man. Keep those hands clean. Camp. My only sort of like touchstone with this is church camp. Mm-hmm. Hooked up centrifuge. What's up all my centrifuge people in the Carolinas and I guess Appalachian region? We hit that up and, you know, do my thing.
Does it still exist?
I would be surprised if it had gone away. It was like a pretty big production, if memory. I mean, was it was like, it was a huge campus, and like they did three different sessions. It was like one of those. Oh. Yeah, so it was not like a little deal. It seemed like a very, very big deal. The like whatever 4 or 5 years.
Do you have a camp name?
I mean, this is where Shades came. This is where I tried to get Shades going. Famously. I also think this is where I tried to spin Andy up, but it didn't take off either.
Oh, Griffin Andrew.
I know. It would have been cool.
I can see you as an Andy.
First time I drank coffee was at camp. There's just this like...
why was there coffee at your children's camp?
You know, I guess for the adults or whatever. There was like a cafeteria area. And so one of the things that they had was... and yeah, so they had coffee there. And so I would get some of it, but then I would also plop a little bit of soft serve ice cream into it because I don't give a damn. Like nobody can tell me what to do there.
Wait, you would put ice cream in coffee?
Yeah, sweeten it up a little bit, cool it down a little bit for my child now. And I could do that because nobody gave a shit. Like I could do that. Mm-hmm. It was not a big deal. Mm-hmm. You feel like it, regardless of what the camp is, this is not a specifically church camp themed mm-hmm. celebration. I'm just saying that the feeling of freedom that you get is literally the only time out of the entire year that I would get anything resembling that, because I had no other reason to leave home and not like be under the jurisdiction of my parents for
How
an entire
week.
How long
was week. This
camp? It was a week.
A
it was
whole a, week?
Yeah, a whole week. We would get in a bus and drive down to, I forget where it is in North Carolina, but go down there, just kick it.
You and your bros?
I don't actually remember if they went. I think Travis must have, but they dipped out of the scene a little bit quicker than I did.
The only overnight camp that I've ever participated in, and I didn't really realize it was unique at the time, but our elementary school, when you became a fifth grader, you would spend a week out at Camp Wyman, and you would stay in a cabin, and you would learn all about the environment. And so you did that in fifth grade, and then when you were in high school, you could be a counselor.
Oh, okay.
And I was a counselor for 2 years. 1 year I was maple.
Oh.
The next year I was sienna.
Oh, whoa, hold on, mm-hmm. wait.
You had to have a camp name.
You had to have a camp
name? All the counselors did. Mm-hmm.
Is it like, why? Why though?
I think that's a thing with camp for a lot of people, or camp names.
Okay. I'm never going to say that something isn't true on this podcast again, because I'm the one who looks through our emails for submissions.
I was asking, my boss's daughter just got back from camp, and I was asking what was her camp name, and she had one right away.
Wow. Okay.
I can't remember what it was, but she told me right away.
Probably wasn't as cool as Shades. I bet. How about crickets at night, though? They're so loud.
They're so loud. What's the difference between a cricket and a locust? Like when they're making those noises? Are cicadas the same?
I think a locust is a kind of cicada. I tried to look this up because I also thought it was cicadas, but cicadas show up a brood takes 17 years to come out, right? And
yeah,
so I think
they are very, very loud.
The brood this year is, I want to say brood 8, and it's in like West Virginia's just now getting them. Mm-hmm. And I guess areas are right. Pennsylvania's getting them. I don't know if Texas is like, I don't know if they live past a year, right? Like, I don't know when they last came. I think they were in Austin 2017. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. They're very, very loud all the time. Maybe it's cicadas. I don't know. And now I've opened myself up to the emails. Thank you. but you know, crickets are out there holding it down.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, playing.
It's very nice. I mean, I was going to bring up lightning bugs, but I feel like.
Oh God, we've definitely done lightning bugs.
We've definitely done them.
I think, yeah.
But I did want to say.
Yeah.
Pool snacks.
What?
At your public pools, sometimes there will be a concessions.
Okay, yes.
And I love eating in a swimsuit on like a plastic table, you know, nachos.
Yeah. Yeah.
A pool snack. They don't have, for whatever reason, the Austin public pools don't have like a concession set up.
Yeah, they definitely did. And they all have that sign that's just like a big white sort of, striped felt board where you stick the like black plastic letters on it. Like for me, that is pool snack menu telling you like we have a hot dog for $1.
When I was in camp, and it was a day camp, We were within walking distance to a pool. And so like one day a week, we would all like walk to the pool, and then you would bring money with you so you could get like fun dip or whatever.
Nice.
It was really nice.
One time at church camp, I did buy a whole big bag of those nuclear warheads, the mm-hmm. like super sour candy, and I fucked my tongue up, fam. I ate this whole bag in like an hour and a half, and I lit like it was like I had poured acid on my tongue. I couldn't eat anything salty without it like legitimately hurting a lot for like a couple weeks after that.
Oh, Griffin.
Which was a shame because you know I brought like four cans of sour cream and onion Pringles. That I just had to look at longingly. And I did still eat them. Pleasure and pain, baby. Right
was
next to each other.
Was this the same summer you were putting soft serve in your coffee?
No, I was but a child when I ate all the warheads. This was a different church camp. Mm-hmm. A shorter one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. I think that's all the good stuff this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Pool snacks. Hot as hell in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
People are talking about crickets. Like this is not we're not bullshitting you.
Hoses
are so fucking. Did you see Paris Week?
Mm-hmm.
We're not bullshitting you. Here's some submissions from our friends at home.
Oh, and can I just say, if you have one or two hoses at home, get a third hose.
What are you doing?
2019. Everyone's got three hoses.
You know what? Let's invent indoor hoses this year. Yeah, sure. They'll make a big mess, ruin the floorboards. Who gives a
indoor
shit?
Indoor sprinklers. Why
YOLO.
Not?
YOLO,
it's just water.
Baby.
It's just water.
You only live once, so splash a whole bunch.
Oh, gosh, Griffin. That's incredible.
Here's some submissions from our friends at home. Everyone sent in the fact that the thing I talked about last week is apparently due to mirror neurons. What's weird is I got like approximately 60 emails about this. Thank you very much. And there were a few discrepancies. There were a few people saying, oh, it's this. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's this. But most of the people have been talking about mirror neurons, which I guess are like actually a fairly recent discovery.
Oh.
And it's about like how your brain actively wants to. And I could be like very, very poorly representing this on the show. But from what I understand, based on my very cursory reading, while I put this list together in about 3 minutes, it's like your brain neurons like want to learn how to do stuff while you're watching stuff happen on TV. And so like your reflexive movements have something to do with like that process.
Oh.
It's like this interesting field of study that is like really, really brand new.
Is that why like sometimes when people talk to someone with an accent, they like immediately have to do the accent?
Maybe, but it is why athletes actually have gained so much value of watching video of themselves doing the sport or watching.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that was very interesting. I'm not complaining. I had a very interesting journey learning and enriching my mind, kind of a little bit, I guess. Here's one from Carly who says, my wonderful thing is the feeling of a whole city uniting over something that is really silly. A gator was found in Chicago's Humboldt Park Lagoon, and the whole city has been on gator watch. A poll officially named him Chance the Snapper, and there are official gator watch t-shirts. I swear I haven't felt this energy since the Cubs won the World Series.
I saw an article about that online.
Yeah, I hope it nothing
specifically that it was named Chance the Snapper.
Yeah, they're trying to, from what I understand, they've been trying to apprehend him for 2 days now, and it's not been going very well, I guess, for them.
How did a gator get there?
You tell me. You tell me. Now, did it learn how to walk on two legs, put on some pants and a shirt, make pretend that it was a Chicagoan, jump into the lake? That's its new home. You tell me. I'm not here to tell. Did somebody sneak it in there in a baby carriage?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
it
been,
goes it goes into like Giordano's and asks for thin crust pizza, and everyone's like, you must be that
you're
gator.
You're an alligator. You're not a person. They walk up, they're like, I actually really like this bean. And all the Chicagoans are like,
no.
Poser. Alligator. Charlotte says, something I find wonderful is frozen grapes. They are a tasty, cool treat for hot summer days. And even though they're just cold grapes, they feel like a delicacy. I've never heard of this.
Me neither.
In my life.
Let's make that happen. I'm curious.
I've heard of hot grapes.
Yeah.
And that's, you know... Now you're pitching right in my strike zone.
Mm-hmm.
But cold grapes?
I don't think I've ever had a frozen grape.
I bet I'd be into it.
Yeah, me too.
Let's do it. Let's get some grapes, freeze them.
Okay.
And pretend that they're like eyeballs, like it's Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Bowen and Augustus for the use of our theme song, Money Won't Pay. You can find a link to that in the episode description. And thanks to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. There's a bunch of really good shows on there.
Oh, and also you can still go purchase for the Jumbotron drawing.
Yeah.
Should you like to have a message considered?
Actually, it is a drawing, so you will get a chance to purchase a Jumbotron on the show.
Yeah.
You can find more details about that at MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron drawing? Yes. Slam dunk.
Good.
Also, the book, Murder on the Rockport Limited, it came out yesterday.
It's so good, you guys.
I'm really so happy with it. I know it sounds weird. Like, this process takes so long that you get kind of unplugged from it when you're one of the creators of it. And so it goes forever. And then you read it after many months of not having touched it. And it's like, oh, shit, I forgot. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy with it. And I think people are really going to like it. You can find it at theadventurezonecomic.com. Go to your local bookstores.
It's the beginning of Angus.
It's Angus Origins was what we thought about renaming the book as Angus Colin Origins. He's a very good child, good lad.
Good boy.
Yeah, so please think about doing that. We really appreciate your support. And I think that's it. My pants are wet. I just touched them and they're wet and I don't know why.
Did you get a little Bev on them?
I don't think I spilled Bev on them.
Mm-hmm.
Did not pee. Mm-hmm. I would tell you if I did.
Is it that indoor hose we bought?
It might. Oh, shit. We left it running this whole time. Sploosh.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hello, Internet. I'm your husband host, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your wife host, Teresa McElroy.
And together we present Schmanners.
It's extraordinary etiquette.
For ordinary occasions.
We explain the historical significance of everyday etiquette topics, then answer your questions relating to modern life.
So join us weekly on MaximumFun.org or wherever podcasts are found.
No RSVP required.
Check out Schmanners.
Manners, manners. Get it?